world. This is the Know Your Place podcast, episode 69. I'm actually recording ahead a bit because a certain special package arrived for me that I did not expect to get here so quickly through customs. So shout out to my super fan, Scott Strauss. He sent me a goodie basket from the UK, and now it's here in Kentucky, and I'm going to eat it. He sent me the regular, I guess these are called digestives. I don't know about that. That's kind of bizarre. But I already sampled some of the regular ones, but I figured the chocolate ones were going to be more epic, so I waited for the review video to do that. But I haven't touched anything else out of this thing. So we got McVitie's. I'm going to get made fun of this mercilessly in the comments section by anyone who's British. Digestives, and these look like, you know, your typical little, I guess you guys call your cookies biscuits, you know, with a little chocolate coating. Should be a good time. The tea I might save and do in a separate clip, because I'm just too lazy of a prick to cook it right now. But I do like tea, and we'll dig into this here. You know, when I get a minute, maybe I'll do a little separate clip about the tea, but it's Yorkshire tea, so ho ho ho. I guess my sideburns are kind of helping this effect right now. And then we also got this bag of potato crisps. They're crisps. They are not chips. They are crisps. And they are mature cheddar and spring onion. Sounds right up my alley. I like sour cream and onion potato chips, and I also like cheese. So this cheese head before cheese heads were cold. Anyway, this sounds right up my alley. And over here, we got these fruit pastilles. Looks kind of like a, is it gummy or is it hard candy? Feels kind of, it's a gummy. Just like candy. And we have Cadbury. Now, I have heard of Cadbury, obviously. All these other brands I hadn't really heard of. I think I had heard of this before. I think I had heard of that before. These digestives. So we got Cadbury, and he sent me dark and milk chocolate. So yeah, we're going to sample a little bit of everything. Let me get some water. Hold on, I'll pause this real quick. All right, I'm back. I got some water to do this. My 11-year-old Toshiba still recording strong. Okay, so I guess I'm gonna do sweet. I think me and my wife sort of made this rule, you always do sweet and then salty. Is that how that works? Is that how you British people do it? I don't know. Do I need to stick my pinky up when I do this? I'm just kidding. So we're gonna come in here and I wanna try these little biscuit things, but I think I need to make the tea if I'm going to do this properly, so I'm only going to try like one and save the rest of these for when I finally make the tea, right? And then what time of the day do I got to do it at? 1 p.m, you know? And these took kind of, these got hit pretty hard, it looks like, in the customs. Ooh, that's really crummy. I don't want to spill that everywhere. Hold on just a moment, gang. So evidently, somehow making these travel across the ocean makes them a bit crumbly. But we're gonna try. A bite of these anyway, and keep them in this container because I just don't like crumbs going everywhere. It might be an OCD thing. Basically, kind of. It's like a little cracker I'm used to with a nice little chocolate coating on the top. Really good, and I can imagine this is great with tea. So I can see why y'all probably do this. Definitely need some liquid to do with it though. It's pretty dry. I wouldn't try and eat five of these with no liquid. You'd be hurting. So that's pretty good, but of course, you know, what would this unboxing be without some more sampling here? Let's try a little gummy here. Got a whole bunch of flavors, it looks like. I don't think you can really see in there all that well. You see there's like, it looks like there's lemon, lime, and cherry or something. And grape. Kind of almost got that starburst effect going on, but I kind of like how American stuff sometimes is overly sweet. You can definitely taste a lot of sugar in it. And so far, these two things I've tried are not overly sugary, and I like that. It's the right amount of sweet. These are really good. I'll take these back to the office with me. Now, Cadbury chocolate is what England, one of the things England has built its culinary legacy on, if I understand this correctly, as an American. So, let's go ahead and give this a little taster. I'll make sure to save plenty for my wife and my kids. And of course, I'm having an impossible time getting this wrapper off here. Come on. Okay, here we go. It's really good. Now, you know, I'm used to eating a higher class. Boy, that sounds so snooty. I'm used to eating a higher level of chocolate than I would say the average American palate is, because I actually prefer German and Swiss chocolate to American chocolate. And this, of course, is on par with that. It's, again, what I love is, you know, this is the dark chocolate. And it, it, you know, again, what I've noticed so far is, again, none of this stuff has been overly sweet. And this right here in particular, I like the density of it. I like that it feels like you're eating chocolate and not just sugar. So, kudos to Cadbury, but, you know, I do try and get Cadbury sometimes. We have Cadbury eggs over here sometimes, and we have some Cadbury things. So it's really good. It's really tasty. Now I'll take another pause real quick. Sorry about the game. Looks like the video didn't like being paused twice. But anyway, so now we're just going to move on to the other thing in Cadbury. The milk chocolate, which my wife would be less likely to steal from me. Man, these, this British packaging is no joke. Peel me. Oh, what is this? Some kind of, look at this little system in here. Was that on the other one too? And I was just no, the other one didn't have it. Okay, I don't feel like as much of an American idiot. So, I guess you flip it and then you rip it. Look at that! Ho ho! A hearty har har. Feel like Willy Wonka up in here. Alrighty. I got a golden ticket. Okay. Very good. Very flavorful. Really tastes the milk almost. So yeah, definitely, like I said before, with the other piece of chocolate, you definitely tell the over-saturation of the American palate with sugar. It's on full display here. So, yeah. Now, we'll finish off this day. That's unboxing. We're going to try the crisps. You know, to eat these crisps with a pint and you watch the... You watch Liverpool win the... you watch Liverpool top the table of the Premier League. Oh, I did it! I did it! I got out in my Liverpool fandom of Jurgen Klopp. I'm going to get all this hate mail now. Anyway, let's bust open the crisps. And I see you all package them like us, where you leave half the bag empty. I was hoping that was just an American thing. Sad. Really sad. And this actually, the crisps are a lot similar to American tasting chip, although I think the American seasoning is typically a bit stronger on this. No, no offense, these are a bit blander, but that's all right. Still pretty good chip. I guess I should say a crisp. I will say, what I've noticed about this is, again, you know, we oversugar it, so there's less of the sugar power. And then with this, like I said, I noticed the flavoring's a little less potent than the typical American chip I get. But y'all's texture on everything is amazing. Very sturdy, very strong. Very, you know, this is a very solid crisp. I feel like I'm biting into something. Just, whereas American chip is just like. So, anyway, that's my British unpacking. Thanks for the stuff, Scott. Let me know what you want me to send back from Kentucky. I'll probably just order you the garden variety Kentucky gift basket and see how I get sent to Bath. Is that where you live in England? I don't want to dox you too badly. Anyway, let me know. Talk to y'all later. Bye.